sin and salvation. Thank you, Lady.
Amen, brother. God is indeed merciful, kind, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping covenant and mercy for thousands, but he will not forgive transgression, sin, determined wickedness to the guilty. So he holds out a message that will save you from the guilt of crucifying his son by choosing to sin, so that you instead may have mercy. But there's a time limit on that gift. May we not wait too long. And who would like to read the next paragraph?
God allows men a period of probation, but there is a point beyond which divine patience is exhausted, and the judgments of God are sure to follow. The Lord bears long with men and with cities, mercifully giving warnings to save them from divine wrath. But a time will come when pleadings for mercy will no longer be heard, and rebellious element that continues to reject the light of truth will be blotted out in mercy to themselves and to those who would otherwise be influenced by their example.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. So the rebellious element that continues to reject light will be blotted out. And notice it says this is done in mercy to the individuals who give in to rebellion, and it's done in mercy to those who would be influenced by their example. So if God allowed the wicked to exist longer, there would be others who would be influenced to follow their wickedness and rebel along with them. So it's not just in mercy that they are destroyed. It's in mercy that others are spared from the wicked example that would be exerted if they remained alive. So God has all of this in his decision. All of these factors are included in his decision to allow destruction or to bring destruction. And a lot of times we don't look at the aspect of what's the result if nothing is done. You know, what's the result if an extra day is given? Well, to the determined wicked, that's an extra day that they could exert the wicked influence over others. That's an extra day that they can go and kill somebody so that their probation closes without having an extra day of preparation. So God sees all of this, and he even sees what's going to happen that next day. He sees how many people are going to be negatively affected by that wicked influence. So there's a lot of factors that God deals with before making the decision to end life. There's no possible way we could deal with all of those factors in order to give a just sentence, because we're just not capable of it. We don't have all the facts. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So our judgment, our looking at things and passing sentence, is so much more limited than what God deals with. That's why we have to leave judgment to him. We can see the actions that point out sin. We can see the sin itself that's committed. But we don't know all the motives that went into that decision to commit the action. We just see the end result of a whole line of different situations that brought that person to make that choice. We see the end result, but God sees everything that led to that result. That's why he's the judge. We're not. All we can deal with is the actions, the fruits, but we can't deal with what led up to those fruits. Yeah, amen. Praise God. And that for us means that God is our judge as well. And if human tribunals make wrong judgments and pass wrong sentences upon us, we leave our case with God, who never makes a mistake, who always judges righteously according to the facts, not according to bias, not according to false accusation, but according to righteousness. Any other thoughts or comments, Stuart? Well, let's read another paragraph here. Who would like to read this one?
Time is at hand when there will be sorrow in the world that no human balm can heal. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn. Disasters by sea and by land follow one another in quick succession. Oh, what would she say today? How frequently we hear of earthquakes and tornadoes, of destruction by fire, by flood, with great loss of life and property. Apparently these calamities are capricious outbreaks of disorganized, unregulated forces of nature, wholly beyond the control of man. But in them all, God's purpose will be read. They are among the agencies by which he seeks to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger.
Amen. So when we hear about or read about or perhaps even see these great floods, these tremendous earthquakes and tornadoes and the destruction and loss of life that occurs with all of these, we may see in all of these God's purposes. Now, this doesn't mean that God brought all these things. It could mean that the devil brought them and God allowed it for a good purpose. And that purpose is to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger. So if San Francisco could be destroyed by a gigantic earthquake in 1906, well, that means that Los Angeles, which is about 300 miles to the south, they could be destroyed just as easily. Or perhaps another major city in a different state. So if the major part of a city could be destroyed in just, what was it, like 5 minutes that earthquake went on? I mean, it was really a long time. Then no city is safe. And if no city is safe, then there's a danger there. And if there's a danger, how do you escape? See, that points them right to God. So we want to avoid believing that every disaster comes from God just because God allows it. We need to recognize that the devil is a destroyer. All we have to do is look at the first chapter of Job. When God allowed the devil to work his will against Job, look how quickly one disaster after another disaster happened to Job until he lost everything but his wife and one servant. Well, I guess one servant from all the different groups, so three or four servants. So you can see that destruction comes from the devil. God allowed it for a purpose. That purpose was not just to test the faith of Job. It was not just to test his friends to see if they would recognize that bad things can happen to good people instead of believing that bad things only happen to bad people. But it's recorded to reach the hearts of all mankind in all ages. When bad things happen, there's a reason. What's that reason? It's to awaken us to a sense of the urgency of time. What are we going to do with these signs of the times? Are we going to allow the Spirit to arouse us to a sense of our danger? And if so, what are we going to do about this danger? Who are we going to hide in? Who are we going to flee to? What are we going to try to do to avoid it? Where are we going to go to be beyond the danger? And the best answer to every single one of those is Jesus. We can hide in him. We can go to him. We can follow his directions. That's the best way to be safe from the coming danger. We'll go ahead and stop at this point, and we'll pick it up next time on page 277, about a third of the way down. That begins at the paragraph, God's messengers. Yeah, amen. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help our time of need. Yeah. Any thoughts or comments, questions, insights, testimonies, any things that you'd like to share, Dylan?
I just said to Lucy, do you want to be on camera? She said, no, yes.
That was great.
Not a show. Not a show.
I was just going to say, bro, amen. What a blessing we could have another Prophet in Kings reading. Those events in life are so regular, it seems. I mean, you can just watch news and you see they didn't expect they were going to die that day when they went out driving on the highway and there's a pile up or earthquake or fire or flood. It's all over the place. Someone says, oh, well, that's been always happening. That's right. God's mercy has always been happening to awake. That's right. You're getting it now. But they don't usually say that, do they? But I was thinking about where they say, oh, well, you're the minority. You're like Noah. How many would say there's so little? Yeah, but we're a minority so we can become the majority, because who was the majority after the flood? Ah, Noah. I remember someone sharing that. So that's a good, that's not an analogy, that's a fact. Good fact. I do have something to share, but before people, brothers and sisters, leave, in case they have to go, I'll let the floor be open. We heard a peep, brother. Was that Brother Josh?
Now, go ahead, dear brother.
Sorry, are you referring to me? Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I want to share two things. One is the blessing of the time that I've had to work on the book project. I say to Lucy, I've increased the hours. I'm working through breakfast, lunch, and tea. And I look forward to the end of the day when I can do some exercise and think about it. Without having to think about it, if you know what I mean, look at a screen. And it's slow going, but it's so exciting. You know, I can't think of anything better to be doing and where I'm doing it, because it's pretty, you know, I'm just thinking, I live where I've been living the longest I've ever lived anywhere on earth for so long, 10 years, just over 10 years. I've been out where I am, surrounded by trees, cows, sheep, very peaceful, and I love it, fresh air. Unless someone's burning tires, and that hasn't happened for a while, so that's nice. And I'm just so glad. I pray, just thinking about the last portion of the Prophets and Kings we just read. God bless. She left the fuckers. Good night. There you go, Sister Lynn. I mean, Sister Susan. I hope I live to finish it. And, you know, I hope others live to review it. And, you know, I was thinking like this because it's so easy. We're so frail. And that's what I was thinking. We're so cared for. All the things that can go wrong. We're so frail. It's so easy to die. You know, just get in a car, you know, drive down a certain road, maybe a certain highway or freeway. And, there's so much carnage on the roads. And it makes you realize just how precious we are. Like, it's as if God's saying to us, like he said to Daniel, behold, you're beloved. You know, as Gabriel said to him, you're much beloved. There was something of a different nature I wanted to share with you. It might not actually sound like a praise, but if you knew the person, I consider it a praise. Well, Ariadne, you remember her, famous Ariadne? I still didn't get to meet her. It's amazing that when I went there to go meet her, she wasn't there. But anyway, she sends me emails now and again. And, it's usually, before it was whatever she thought was the reason I'm not joining her, and now it's, you know, she sends things about the SDA church. And the last one she sent, and I just have not, I'm not sure they needed a response as well, but she forwarded this. She said, it's called Breakdance Worship, Following in the Footsteps of Rome. And so I briefly just saw a little bit. I thought, as I was scrolling down, I thought, maybe the time's come to mention something. It's been on my heart for a little while. I've been longing to share something with them. And it's more than what I actually ended up emailing. I could have shared, but I responded this way. I said, after prayer and consideration the next morning, I said, yeah, also, there is this group that, among other things, will not let men who wear one-piece garments, over a billion of them in the world, become a member of their church. So I prayed I didn't want to be direct, so I just didn't mention names. Over a billion of them in the world become a member of their church, all under the plea that it is feminine and that their group is following the pioneers. That if Adam, patriarchs, prophets, kings, apostles, Christian men of the Bible were alive, and the redeemed men all wearing robes, and get this, even Jesus Christ himself would not be able to be a member of their church because they wore or wear a one-piece garment. So that was on my heart. I wanted to share that with Faye too. I thought, that's very serious. I was working on the woman's side before, the pants police, but I worked on the men's side this time. Also, I added, also this group teaches that it is salvational to believe that the King of the North is Turkey, whilst James White and others believed otherwise unto their death. In other words, he must be lost, because that's their view. Uriah Smith himself, holding that the King of the North was the papacy until 1871, because in 1870, the papacy lost its papal states. I couldn't leave it there. I said, oh, Ariadne, how Christ Jesus longs for them, in the third person, longs for them to do the Christian thing and repent of their traditions. Prayers on their behalf and removal of presence and communication may be the only thing left to help them wake up. And then I had prayer signs and I sent that. Now, knowing Ariadne, she's pretty quick to defend herself. She's very quick. She's a quick typer too. I mean, I'm surprised she's not an author. She's that quick to send long sentence answers and that. And I prayed about this because knowing what she's like, I've never met her, of course. Not my fault. And she has not responded. And so I'm taking that as, I said to Lucy, do you think she wouldn't, I said it like a joke, do you think she couldn't think that that must be her group? Like, would that go over the head? Yeah, that would have to affect her, like hit her in the face. And so that's what I wanted, Lynn. Yeah, that's what I'm praying, because I didn't actually want her to respond unless it was something like this. Yeah, you got a point. I thought, great, let's not talk about it for the rest of our lives and get on with the show, you know, get on with the work before us. I won't bring it up, but that's how serious traditions and fanaticisms lead to. If she felt like it in her heart and it was just her, or maybe it was everyone, but they didn't make it salvational, that's probably the best one. If all of them believed it, but they didn't believe it was salvation, oh, but now it's salvational. Oh dear, it's got that salvational status and there's no Jesus in it. And as I pointed out, I think it's a fair estimation. No man can actually join that wear one piece garments. And I could have added this, but everyone from Old Testament times, and of course the saved, because they wear robes, brothers, robes, sisters. They're all lost and yet they're saved. Yeah, and Jesus himself, the king, and why they're saved, he can't be a member either. I mean, sometimes it makes me laugh, but then you think you make a joke of it, but I did wanted to realize that I'm very serious. That's why I said, oh, Ariadne, you're the woman and your group, but I wish that they these people that I'm not naming, I hope she takes it to heart and doesn't think that I'm hating her to not want to pursue, well, in the hope of her waking up and realizing it's just not worth it. The tradition's just not worth it. It's hurting their group, which means it's hurting Jesus. And if they're really strong Christians or they're susceptible to the Spirit, they realize that and they come round. Not to say that I'm better than them or that, just to say, oh, you got a point, and we'll stop. This would be wonderful. Oh, I almost said to Lucy, I don't know if I said it, I said, if that happened, I think I might almost want to say, Lord, it is enough. I'm ready to die. Like literally, because that would be, it wouldn't be shock, but it would be such a rejoicing moment. And I wonder if any of yous have, any of yous, actually that's in the dictionary list lately, but you probably don't agree with that because that's, what are they? Cows? Ewes? Yeah. But, sheep, sorry. A bit different. Sheep. Is the reality that it's very serious. It's sometimes I laugh about it because it's just funny where a fanaticism can go, but it can be changed like that, but only if they want to change. And it would be great. It would be wonderful. Thank you for keeping it in prayer. I consider it answers to prayer, having something to say to wake them up, because you know what happens? When you know a group that knows about you or your group or your home church and that, they always think of you, I get this impression, they always think of you, oh, yeah, and what about, you know, so-and-so? They'll say their name, of course. You know, that'll be me here talking about Perth. But they'll say, oh, what about, you know, brother Elder Bob, you know, and that guy? Wouldn't it be good if they, and they must be saying something similar like us here. But hopefully the difference is they're not misunderstanding the doctrine. The salvation about us, if they've got a misunderstanding view. And I just get this sense, Faith, Sister Faith, she'll now and again, she won't talk for about 6 months, maybe a year, but out of the blue she'll say, hey, I'm sure she'll ask next year if we're, you know, all things go well for them, why don't you come to the camp meeting? And I say, you know, I want to tell her, and I hope she never forgets it. I want to tell her something similar, like I've seen Ariadne, and say, I would love to. Brothers and sisters have been praying for such opportunities for years, like in the text, right? And if it's necessary, I hope to say it and give us something like the text of Santa Ariadne. Maybe be a bit more pointed with Faye, if she can take it. Although that was pretty pointed, I would think, the email. And just see what say, oh, you mean that it's us? Well, no, it's not quite the tradition. Let's not force it on people, because you can see in their mind and heart, you know, when they see, you know, the women, if they've got those pants on, or if the men, if there's the Middle Eastern guys and they got those one-piece long garments on, you know that they really mean business. Like, membership is looking not. We're going to have to wipe you off. I know they say that they'll do it in a Christian spirit, but the problem with it is it's not Christian to begin with that you're doing it in Christian. It's good to do it in a Christian spirit, but then realize it's not actually Christian what you're trying to do in a Christian spirit. Maybe there's a, you know, disconnect. I've probably shared enough, but thank you for listening. I am so glad. Lord willing, this week we'll get a lot more done on the book project. As I say to Lucy, it doesn't seem like I've been getting a lot done. I think I was telling Brother Bob before we started, my document's over 5,000 pages. I brought it down to 4,500, and I've got other documents because it's so big that I have to have separate documents to look at separately. So I'm having most of the time I have to read every, you know, word and that I can't scan. Other times it's not so involved because I've been there before. I'm actually looking all my notes when we did our Daniel and Revelation. I'm actually up to Revelation 6. So it's really interesting. I thought, oh yeah, I did cover that. And then there's other times I think just in case I wasn't careful enough, I'll just put a note, you know, got to look at every time that word's mentioned and that. And one thing I'm really excited, and I don't know if maybe someone or more than one has had experience, but one thing that's costing me time, will cost me time. I can just see it down the rack because it actually looks like I'm going quickly in comparison. but it's doing word searches. So, for instance, suppose you're looking up Lord's Day. It's true, that term, I don't think it's quite like that in the Old Testament, but the day of the Lord is. And, of course, Lord is mentioned many times. So it should be. But it's mentioned many times. And I thought, well, how can I lessen time? I'm happy to look at every word. I mean, I've done that with other words, and it just seems like to go forever. But it's time consuming. That's the issue. And you got to concentrate. Obviously, you don't want to miss one. And I am always concerned about that because in the concordance, it doesn't show the whole verse, as you know. And so you might have to look up every single verse, and we're talking hundreds, possibly thousands, depending what your search is going to be. So, you know, with the different ways of wording it, you know, Lord and then Lord with an apostrophe and an S and then Lord without the apostrophe, you know what I mean? All the derivatives of one word. And so I thought, you know, I think I Googled and I realized that you obviously can use concordances online and they actually provide you the verses and every time it's mentioned. But the only thing with that is, well, I guess it's like the concordance. There still can be mistakes in concordances, though it be in the book and as well as digital. But that's why I guess I put it to all you. Has anyone ever used online or has any ideas for me when it comes to those long searches where you're looking up one word and it might occur, you know, and when I say this, I don't just mean doing it once. I'm only up to Revelation 6 and I've probably written to look up that word and that term probably at least 30 times. So can you imagine how much I'll end up with? Probably over 200, you know, of those searches, and that could be longer. That's all right. I'm okay. I'll take the time, but I'm sure there's a quicker way, and I'm thinking it's this way because it helps me see what the verse is about. Okay, I can disregard it. You can do that in the concordance, but the concordance has got small, you know, it's quite small. I don't think I'm going, you know, blind, but it's easy because the lines are so small. You can expand it on the computer, and I've got a TV in front of me anyway. Lewis, you probably think you'd go blind doing that, but it's a lot easier. And I'm just thinking it might be the quickest way to look up every, you know, to do a word study and word search. What are your thoughts? And thank you, Sister Lynn and Don and everyone else for praying, for leading and protecting it. Because I've got to tell you, now and again, I think, is this worth my time? But now and again, I get excited because you reach said, wow, that's a good way. I said to Lucy, I'm always trying to work out how to work with as little words of mine as possible and as little words, period, and using the scriptures in such a way that it's not me saying it or using the scripture craftily, but it's plainly, oh, yeah, okay, the Bible does say that, yeah, and that people will admit it, whatever their ilk is or, you know, SDA, non-SDA. And so that's exciting. But then, yeah, I don't know the end product, but it's shaping up, I have to say, little by little. But it's shaping up, and I'm so glad to be alive to attempt it.
Amen. It will definitely keep it in prayer. One thing that I do is I have the Bible online. So I'm able to go, it bypasses the concordance, right? I'm able to go and search the entire Bible by whatever words I put there. So if I'm searching for the day of the Lord, then I'll put in parentheses, type in the day of the Lord in parentheses, and it will then pull up every verse that has just that phrase in it. Or if I want to find all the verses that have the word Lord and the word day in it in whatever context, I'll put those two words in without any parentheses around. That has helped immensely in cutting down the time it would take to look up every verse that has the word Lord in it just to see if it also has the word day in it. That has helped me tremendously in doing that. And the Ellen White CD also has a King James Bible version connected with it. So I just go there and search the Bible for whatever phrases or words or combinations. And like you mentioned, the word Lord, and it could have apostrophe S or it could have a lowercase s, or it could have an S with an apostrophe at the end, or you're able to do Lord and put an asterisk after it, and it will pull up all the words that have any kind of combination with those four letters beginning of it. So that also helps to cut down on having to look through the concordance for extra words that have Lord with it, like Lords or whatever. So that's what I do in that regard. With your book being over 5,000 pages as a file, when I was putting together The Abomination of Desolation, I found it extremely difficult to have the entire file load in and then make corrections in different chapters with that whole file being loaded in. So what I did was I broke it into chapters. And I worked on a chapter. When I got that chapter completed, then I would save that file with that chapter, and then I'd pull up another file with a different chapter on it. So that way it loaded in really fast. The corrections that were made were almost instantaneous, and it didn't get bogged down with having to load in all this other material that I wasn't going to get to in that particular time setting. When I got all the chapters done, I then loaded it all together into one big file so that I could then do an index where you look up different words so you know what pages they're going to be on. You keep you make a notation what page it is, and you can put in an index for that. So that's how I was able to get through it, because I found that sometimes when I would bring the file in as a whole and then have to work on specific chapters, I might get a glitch in it somewhere and then everything freezes. So then I would lose that portion that I didn't save in that glitch, because it would then have to reload it in, which means I lost everything that I didn't save. So that's what led me to making it smaller portions of the entire book. And that saved a lot of problems. And you can see I still have some hair left, so... So that's how I had to do it, and the Abomination book isn't anywhere near 5,000 pages. It's only about 300 and something pages. So I could imagine you're putting your system to its stretch in loading it all in. But anyway, that's some of the things that I found helpful.
Oh, thank you for that input, and Sister Lynn and Dot. That is interesting. Oh, I didn't even think about the ECW database. That's helpful. I just checked it while you were saying it. Oh, yeah, we got the search bar. So when you said you went on, did you say you went online as well to use the Bible? Is that what you were saying? And if so, what, no, that's not what you meant. Did you just mean you just use the EGW database for the... okay, gotcha. All right. And Sister Lynn mentioned Strong's Concordance online as well, which would do the same thing. Okay, that's good. I wondered if, anyone's got other ideas that I didn't know. I was so glad, I have to say, because I'm sure it will save me a lot of time and give me a lot more certainty when you can actually see the scripture there, because you can imagine... You are flicking my Bible's for, well, I've got a couple, but one of them's not looking so good, it's worse for wear, but at least it's being used, and that's what's important. But thank you. I think with the Word document, I always thought that I might have a lot of applications open, because I don't actually turn off my computer, I just let it sleep. That might be why, and I don't actually shut the document. What I do is I save the document every 30 minutes or an hour, and it's also got autosave. So technically it should still be there. And I've noticed, yeah, that works, but I don't want to do that again. don't take that for granted, because that might mess up too, and I don't know what I, especially if you're doing it for hours. Where did I start? What have I, oh, That's a headache just talking about it. Yeah, I thought I could be overdoing it when I reached the five. Of course, I wasn't aiming for 5,000, but when I reached there and I saw how long it took to load up, I thought, yeah, I've got thousands of other pages. I thought, well, that's going to take a lot of time to sort out. What it is trying to get the gem of the thought and then working out how do I prove that from the Bible. That's what I'm trying to do. But how do, okay, I can use that one. Yep. Okay, now how do I prove that from the Bible? That's what I'm trying to do. And of course, got to think of it from an unbeliever's point of view. Well, I'm not reading the Old Testament, and then give them all the reasons why you can trust it and give them the best scholarship on it, because there's plenty out there. I mean, you could use the evidence that demands a verdict for a start. But again, it's all about getting the succinct info. You don't want a whole book on that before you even get to the book, as much as that might be impressive. It'd have to be in volumes. But yeah, I did eventually stop when I reached 5,000. I thought, yeah, just give it a break, you know. It's amazing how much that the word can actually take. And I'm thankful it hasn't done what it's done to you. And I don't know if it's because they've improved it, but I know what you mean when you say, when it freezes and then you can do nothing, you could be there hours and it won't do anything. Then, you know, my love has died. How am I going to work with it? And unless you've saved it on a little gadget, I say this to Lucy all the time. You know, whatever you do, save it more than once just to feel better. Like save it on an email. You know, okay, because then if your house burns down and your little gadget burns and your computer or it just plays up, just have more than one. I've got about four going when I leave home because I know that that place might burn down. You never know, but all the stuff's there. I'm thinking of that place, then that, and I say, Lord, help me, because I can't keep loading up in the email because it's quite a big email. Like, is it done? So I used to keep doing that, but I've reached the Google limits. So I bring one with me in my car. So just hope that doesn't burn down or I have a crash. But I think it's not a bad idea, especially I like your idea of doing chapter by chapter. I've already done it now because it did take a while to sort out chapter by chapter of the Revelation. You know, all up is 34. You've got 12 of Daniel. 22 Rev, and it's so, well, it seems so big and a headache. I said to Luce, I think I'm going to have to do it a particular way because it just takes too long to get to find where you have. You imagine going through 5,000 pages. I don't even know what that looks. Oh, I can guess. You know, 500 GSM in a package, but it's huge. It's really huge. But if I go through it, I know I can cull a lot of the information that's there that I don't actually need, but I need it for tidbit information. But then, of course, it comes to you all. I want as many reviewers as I can get because I want you to pick it so much so that even your positions we might totally agree on, even pick at that. You know, do I see any, is there anything that can be picked at by unbelievers in that doctrine or unbelievers in general? And that, so it certainly, need help. Oh, thank you for that, Sister Lynn. Always save your work, and even on external gadgets, if possible, to save your work. Yes. You're hearing that, buddy? And don't lose those gadgets. No. So, oh, thank you for that. That's very encouraging now when I go home, Lord willing, get to work on it more. I got to say, when I get work at work, Lucy says, well, it's good, you get an income. I said, yeah, I just don't get to work on the book, though. You know, like, but it's good. I now and again, I'm getting it one day a week, and then sometimes I'm not. It's really good that my place where I live is not very expensive. Otherwise, if this is a one-off, it seems this way so long in the coming. But hopefully one day, I'm looking forward to the day when I can say to you all, guess what? And you're going to say, oh, he always says this. What could it be? I'm hoping I can say I've completed what I understand is the book. I'm doing it in two parts, by the way. I haven't told you all this, but I've taken your advice and I see the wisdom in it. I really want a lot of color and images. And as much as that will look good in a book, it'll look better on the computer and on a presentation screen and that. So I was thinking, I won't do any color on the book except black and white necessary diagrams. But when the presentation, which you have to do separately and it's a bit time consuming, but
yeah.
Oh, I think when I give the review for everyone, however long it takes you, I'll just start finding all the images. Cause I noticed if you have images always on the screen, if you've ever watched people give presentations, usually it's the image. I like to think it's not always the image, but it could be the image that keeps their attention. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Whether you use a blackboard or screen or both, it's got an image and then you got writing, but it's all on one page. And obviously I don't think it's going to pay to do that in a book form because it's costly, as you pointed out. It's costly whenever colors are involved. I mean, if you've got your own printer, you know, it's costly, and that's, you know, that's small time stuff. And of course it wouldn't pay. I was thinking like this, and I don't know what anyone might know about this, but I don't think I'm dreaming. I'm sure I've seen some people do this at least, and that's just me. That's very little that I would know about it. But in having a power presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, it would have to be on a gadget. CD, well, that's going out of fashion. Memory stick. That I'm sure there's a lot more on the market than what I've seen, but to have that with the book, a bonus PowerPoint presentation with, you know, full images along with the book itself rather than PDF, because PowerPoint's a lot, I find it'd be a lot better because you can click what you want the people to see first, especially when you're quoting things and you want people to realize, I don't want you to think James said it or this one or that one. I want you to realize God said it or, you know, this organization said it. And then you can just give the extra info if you want to. And a lot of power on that little clicker when it works. Always check the batteries, James. So yeah, I'm a bit excited, as you can see. I can't stop talking about it. And I think I'd do that with Lucy too. But I keep getting ideas, different ways to do things. I can see it shaping up. And because of your prayers and us connecting, I know that that's what he's trying to do. As much as I'd like it to be done yesterday, do you ever feel like that? I actually related it to you, Bob. Interesting you mentioned your book. I said to Lucy one day, I almost feel like, although I don't know what Brother Bob felt like, but in the 80s when he was writing his book, and perhaps his booklets, but probably more so his books, I said, I almost feel like that in terms of the urgency. And it's like, I don't know if I really want it to be proper, thorough, but I'm afraid I'm going to speed it up and miss things because I feel I'm under the pump by something else. And so I just said, you know, that's interesting, isn't it? I don't know if you felt, I think you did a bit, Bob, what you're sharing, what was going on in the 80s. And I don't want it to distract me, but I almost feel a bit like that the more I'm working on it. So I'm thankful I've got this far. And I pray that we all live to see the end product along with all your projects that you're all engaged in and long to see fulfill the purpose that God has for you.
Amen. Amen. We'll definitely keep you in prayer, dear brother. A couple suggestions. Instead of waiting for all 5,000 pages or so to be completed before you send it out for individuals that you trust to check through it, why don't you divide that large book into volumes? So like Daniel has 12 chapters, maybe put the first three in volume one, the next three in volume two, and so on. So that as you get it done in volumes, you can send one volume out to be checked so that you can be working on the next volume to get that done while everybody's checking the first. That way it would help speed it along. And if for some reason you never get to complete the entire thing, at least you would have some sections completed and able to be viewed or able to be accessed by others. So instead of waiting for the whole ball of wax to be all there, you're dividing it up, right? So that's one suggestion. And a thumb drive is an excellent idea to use. I've seen, the largest thumb drive I've seen is 128 gig. Now, 128 gig of storage space is tremendously better than a CD or even a DVD, because a DVD maxes out at like 7 gig, I think it is, maybe 6 gig. And a CD maxes out at 4 something. But a thumb drive, you can put it in your pocket. It's not that big. It's not that cumbersome. And it can go to 128 gig. And if they can get that much on a thumb drive, then eventually it will double the 256, or maybe 512, or maybe it would actually be over a terabyte. I mean, it's just amazing to think about how much you can store on so small a device. But I've gotten into the habit that when I'm working on something on the computer, when I finish for the day, I will instinctively save it on a thumb drive. So if for some reason the computer doesn't fire up, I have a backup. So that external drive and I know what it's like to spend an hour, maybe 2 or 3 hours working on something and getting it done, and then to have it freeze and I lose it all. And when that happens, I can just imagine Paul working on compiling all his letters and manuscripts only to have it lost at sea. That was a tremendous heartache, but yet God allowed it for a reason. And the reason was it kept it fresh in his mind when he had to bring it and put it back on parchment. You know, it enabled it to be that much more established in his memory. And perhaps there was even more that was added to it than was not in the original. So the second edition or the third edition was so much better than the original edition because of the extra stuff that the Spirit brought to Paul's mind to put into the replacement parchment. So you try to find the positive out of the negative of losing the material. When I had to go back and redo that 2 to 3 hours of material that I lost, it was an effort of love, but it also established what I was bringing out much more in my memory than would have been if that loss hadn't occurred. And it also let me know that if I have it stored or saved in different areas, then it's not so much of a temptation for the devil to come and destroy the one area where it all is, because he knows I have several copies of it, right? So it takes away kind of weird to think of it that way, but it takes away a temptation to the devil to come and mess with the one area where it's all saved, because he knows that it's going to be fruitless. There's more areas than that.
Oh, thank you for that feedback. Yeah, I might sound a bit backwards having a document that big. That was with all the additional notes that I've been writing down and other things. But what happens is it's not quite all in order. So if I did think of that, and that's good. And I can see it sounds like, wow, you know, like I'm doing things backward. But I don't know how to feel like I could send one portion without the rest of it, because the way that it's put, I don't know about you, I've never written a book, but for me, I have to go, when the book is complete, you know, I put inverted commas, you've gone through it thoroughly, I then have to read it again and look for mistakes and then see, is that actually, so I'm actually reading it more than once, and of course you can only do that once you finish the book, which I really would look forward to saying, guess what? But that I can understand. Yeah, I am a bit concerned because I know one thing I realize is that I'm not immortal. I mean, which really makes you feel cared for that you've gotten this far, but it's so easy to be wiped off the highway or that. You know, I live off a highway to 110 Ks. I think that's about 80 miles an hour or so. And the things you see, like, it's so easy to get wiped off, semi-trailer, you know, a double heavy. It's just so easy because they've got, and then the people themselves, you know, they might be under the influence of something. So I don't dwell on that, but it is a real likelihood. And I just hope I live to do it, but I appreciate you sharing that. If I could, I would. I just don't know how I can feel 100% certain that what I'm sending is actually what I want to be the final product, except if the whole book's together. Yeah, it sounds like I'm doing a bit backward, but I'm thinking, I know 5,000, that sounds a lot, doesn't it? So I've got thousands outside of that document because I didn't want to add any more because I thought, oh, it's just too much sorting. I have to sort it all, but I know it'll be brought down to hundreds. Eventually, it'll be brought down to hundreds and that will load up like that. But I was thinking, I was hoping that there's probably, I haven't even looked into this because I'm not at the stage, but you might have seen it, but I'm thinking the thumb drive, which should still be used on computers in the future, you know, for presentation purposes and that, because that's what you're looking at. You don't want a CD because they're going out of fashion and that, and eventually they're not even on computers now. My one doesn't even have it. You have to buy a separate player. So if I could get, like, I don't think the document will be huge once it's done. I'm thinking, you know, half a gig at the most. I think that will do it. So I'm thinking, hopefully the thumb drive doesn't have to be big. I've never seen, I don't know if you've ever seen it. Do people ever sell a book with a thumb drive? I've noticed people do it with a CD, but do they ever sell it with a thumb drive? Now that's pretty big. That's the one I've got on my computer right now. Yeah, that's good. So I was thinking, I wonder if they have it, you know, smaller, obviously cost effective, but yet does the job where someone can just, you know, they get the book, but now they've got the document in presentation format that they can use or read themselves. Maybe they prefer to read it on a computer rather than a book, but it covers both ends. And I'm thinking it must be possible. People must have come up with the idea of selling it with the book and they sort of give it a bonus, they'll probably call it a bonus and have a star around it to get your attention to buy the book. And I'm sure there must be something. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Oh, that's so good to see. I haven't even bothered Googling because I just think I'll get too excited and I don't even bother. You know, it's so bad. I feel bad in some ways, but I've stopped sending texts for the day. It sounds horrendous, but what happens is some people respond and they require responses. And I feel like unless someone emails me, but at the same time, I do still send an email here and there. I've got a 3ABN. They say, can we send a pastor your way, you know, with your question? That's my latest. 3ABN Australia, they're on the East Coast. And so, but little things like that, but I've stopped sending texts for the day because I'm spending any spare time I have, including eating or not eating, just because it's obviously it's a big work. It's not just culling as much as it's being careful you don't cull what you need. You need wisdom to know what, because you're never going to find that again. Well, you can, but it's going to cost you time. It's always the time is precious, that commodity. I keep thinking of Brother Bob's, one of his best sermons, Age. You know, I keep thinking of him saying, I think it was our computer playing up, but it made it, you know, sound long. It makes me chuckle on that, but there's a lot of truth to it. That's why it's funny. And, but I'm so glad, I'm so blessed. I pray Lucy and all of you will be able to review it and, tell me what you think. Give it like it is. It might take you a long time to review. Cause I remember Lucy, she, as you know, she's my, what do we call you, Luce, for the magazine? You're my
sub-editor.
I think they call it co-editor or something. Yeah. And she said this, I'll never forget her saying this. She said it more than once. I thought it's why she said that. She said, that article, James. And then she went quiet. And then she said, did you look up all the references? I said, thank you for that. Cause that's the time consuming. If there's references involved, like to see that it's actually worded exactly like I said, unfortunately, and I had to say this and I'm a bit concerned it'll be the same with the book. I said, I don't actually own those documents. So what I could say is as quoted from this book, who would probably claim they did own the document. Again, that's still risky because they're not seeing it, but maybe there's something on Google where they've got something. I don't know. It doesn't cease to be amazing me now that all the things they come up with, but I don't know how you would ever do that unless you own the document yourself to view it. I could not say in honesty, oh yeah, I viewed that. A lot I can, but there'll be times like with the magazine articles, I don't know. The references, it could be 100 of them. You see, you need 100 books on this one article. And I don't know if it was that many, but I mean, eventually it turns into that and into hundreds. And I don't think it's worth paying the money to prove a point. And let you Google it, and sometimes they'll give it for free. Like, oh, this is from, and then that saves you. But it's a lot of time consuming. I don't know how we'll do it with a book, but we'll keep praying about it. As Adel Rob puts it, as access from, like with Wikipedia and that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it was found. Yeah, that's a good, I'm trying to avoid Wikipedia in some ways. I don't know, unless I need it, absolutely. It really depends what I'm doing, because I notice that can be a bit, well, as you said, as access, but I'm thinking there might be, it's like your Roman Catholic pages, bro. I know I have to deal with that. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to deal with it, but I want the best. I mean, I'm using commentaries to deal with, or using a commentary, I should say, a singular SDA on what they got. But I know there's a plethora of things that have to be covered that people could not go away from a meeting thinking, oh, no, that was just in his head or that. No, there's a plethora. I mean, they're not trying to hide it, guys and women. They're not trying to hide it, and children. it's making sure you got that, you got the whole gambit. I wish I was thorough. I know it takes effort and endurance, but I wish I was thorough and it was so accurate that scholars couldn't find mistakes. Speaking of scholars, I said to Lucy a little while ago, I said, I'm even thinking of sending it to scholars, Lee. I know one scholar, he's SDA, and I was thinking, I wonder. I didn't laugh when I said, because I was very serious, because I know of him and I've asked him questions over the years and I've shared with him about the last message of mercy. And I think I was just curious because they might see things a lot differently. It's unfortunate. I say it's unfortunate for me, but thankfully we've got a concordance. But when a scholar, they know the Greek, the Hebrew and that, am I stretching it here? Because I don't know the syntax and that of how the Greek rules, whereas they do, that I can pick up, oh no, you've made, and then I'll question them if that's what they're up, because then I can still question what they've shared. So, yes. Oh, sister, I've talked too much. I've seen Brother Bob agreeing up here. See you, Sister Lynn, if you ever listen to this recording. God, I've got to start memorizing a Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. Prayer and hugs to all.
We definitely see your enthusiasm, dear brother. We will keep it all in our prayers. Been a wonderful meeting, dear one. Praise God we were able to have it tonight. Thank you again for your prayers, and praise God that things look like it's going to be back to normal on having Zoom. Being able to open up, and if I could just remember that when my alarm goes off, that I click the record button instead of continuing to finish my sentence and then forget about it. We'll have all the meetings recorded. But God is good. And who would like to offer closing prayer for our service tonight? Please feel free.
Precious Father in heaven, thank you so much for the opportunity to meet up with brothers and sisters. It feels like a long time ago, a fortnight. Time is so precious. It's such a commodity you've kindly given to us each. Please help us use it wisely. We've been reading tonight and today about prophets and kings, the significance of we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world, preserving in nature, not destructive in nature. We thank you for letting us read what was over 100 years ago. We read this and we could say, wow, that's like modern day. And so it is with the Bible when we read about the wickedness that was done in the antediluvian world and Sodom and Gomorrah and other actions of nations that just go to show how serious how you mean what you say and you say what you mean. And if it weren't for your mercy, none of us would be alive. I pray we would grasp thy love and be able to share it more with people and take advantage of opportunities while they're there. You put on hearts on brothers and sisters projects that might be one day old, all the way up to 50 years old, for all I know. And even more, maybe it's been a lifelong project that you've put on the heart. I pray that we would have endurance to persevere, believing that it really is impossible for us to accomplish a good work, but this is not something that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and you, Father, find it as something to grasp. You know the end from the beginning. But we don't understand, we'll never understand that in through experience, but that gives us much to trust that you are almighty in power to deal with the, not only the seen issues and problems and challenges and difficulties, but the unseen that is even more real with the great controversy on for the minds of men that is going on between the Jesus and his angels and Satan and his angels. Please give us perseverance. Help us walk further. I'm thankful. I mean, I took up quite a bit of time this after the service reading. There's a lot of things on my mind, and I thank you for letting me be able to share that with others and to get feedback. You know, some things seem so hard to do or difficult or time-consuming that it could be better spent elsewhere. We pray that we will not be doing things, projects you put on our hearts and plans that we sense is a necessity to be doing, that we will not allow ourselves to be distracted, that we would be a part of that number who, with Jesus ever in view and the midnight cry lighting up the pathway that ends up in the city of God, will continue to keep looking, ever looking to Jesus, despite what comes. I am thankful that we can save information that we consider very precious on devices like computers, memory sticks, etc., because we're not the antediluvians who had the brilliant minds they had, that they didn't even need books. You know, we just, most of us can't. They're, amazingly, you give us glimpses of what it's like for eidetic memory people. But even then, there's that danger of them trusting to their gift instead of the giver of the gift. And we know that's a sin. And that's idolizing oneself's gift. We know we are called. And we want, and we know we're chosen. We pray for your help to make our calling and election sure. Shore us up, Holy Spirit, as the day goes on, Sabbath, those entering it, those already in it, or nearly at the end of it, that each bit of time will be used wisely. And above all, we would have a trust in you that you do all things well, and you want to do all things well in us and in our lives, so that we're not living in worry, nor worrying that we're not worrying. As funny as that sounds, there's so much truth to it. Keep us. Protect us from ourselves. We don't claim any goodness or righteousness in ourselves, but we do claim Jesus is worthy. And we know we're not telling a lie when we say so. Bless our brothers and sisters as they prepare for bed. They get the rest that they need. And it's still being Jesus, no less, as physical. And may they be able to continue to have the very important meetings that you blessed them last week to continue where you've led in the past. And thank you that the past and the future are all present to you, the only place where we will ever live. Thank you for thy spirit of truth, spirit of life, the spirit of Christ. We love you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. Well, dear ones, keep growing in grace. Keep expanding in knowledge and understanding of the will and the ways and the truth of God. And keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud has rolled away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.